This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, I want to share with you three amazing Divrei Torah that is found in the Sefer Peninei Kedem on Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas. We will begin. B'nei Reuven Chanoich Mishpachas HaChanoichi. Rashi brings that the nations of the world were Mevaze Klal Yisrael. They said, you're giving the lineage of your families through their father. If the Mitzrayim dominated your bodies, certainly your mothers, certainly your wives. So Hashem testified by adding a hey and a yud, Shivtei ka edus li Yisrael. Shivtei ka edus li Yisrael. The additional letters, yud kev, the name of Hashem, gave edus that Klal Yisrael was pure. Ask the Alshech, that's great, then Hashem should have called them this 40 years earlier when they left Egypt. Why all of a sudden now in year 40, all of a sudden, okay, let's add a hey and a yud to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, says Rav Aryeh Yehuda Leib, grandson of the Bach, the author of the Sefer Liv Yaschein. He brings from the Yalkut that the nations of the world were Mitzayer Klal Yisrael, and they would say, your children are from the Mitzrim. So Hashem formed during their conception that the children should look like their father. This way the Egyptians can't accuse that our lineage is not pure. So says the Liv Yaschein, so long as the fathers were alive, there was nothing the Egyptians could say because their striking resemblance to their father put to bay any accusation. But now at the end of 40 years where the fathers were no longer alive, now the accusation reared its ugly head again, so Hashem added the hey and the yud, but it was only necessary in year 40. So long as the fathers were alive, it wasn't necessary. Okay, now we come to the Pasuk, Parak Chav Vav Pasuk Samach Dalet, Uve'ele Eloi Hoya Ish Mi Pekudei Moshe V'Arei Nakoyen Asher Pakdu Es B'nei Yisrael B'midbar Sinai. Uba'ela, and in these, Lai Haya Ish, there was no man. Mi Pekude Moshe. The Targum translates it. Uva'elein Lo Haya Gvar. This is talking about the Dar Hamidbar, that they did not survive. The Targum translates Ish as Gvar. However, in the next Pasuk, Samachei, it says, "V'loy noisar mehem ish ki yim kalev ben Yefuna v'Yeshua benun." There it says, "V'loy yishtar min hoin enash." Why in Pasuk Chavav Samach Daud the Targum translates ish gevar, and in Pasuk Samachay it translates ish as enash? Says Reb Shaul Katzenellenbogen. He brings this to his Haskama to Safra Ditzniusa. He says the word ish is sometimes referring to the body and sometimes the soul. Therefore, Unklus sometimes translates it as Inash and sometimes Gevar. Inash refers to soul, Gevar refers to body. In Pasuk Samach Dalid, it's going on the Dar HaMidbar. Rabbi Elezer holds the Dar HaMidbar has a Chelik L'Olam Haba. Therefore, Targum Unklus has a tradition from Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara Megillah says Unklus comes from Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So in Pasuk Samach Dalid, that's talking about the Dar HaMidbar, it translates, the Dar HaMidbar has their soul as a chelik in Olam Haba, even though their bodies passed on. So therefore, the Targum says, Loi Haya Ish, Loi Haya Gevar. The bodies didn't survive, the soul did. But by the Meraglim, Shein Lahem Chelik L'Olam Haba, therefore, the Pasuk says, Lo haya ish, lo haya enash. Even their souls did not survive and make it to the afterlife. So that explains the discrepancy in the way Targum translates ish in Pasuk Samach Dalet and Pasuk Samach He. One more. Perek Chavtes Pasuk Lamed He, Bayoim Hashmini Atzeres Tihiyah Lachem. There's a Sefer, Shem HaGedoylem HaChadosh, Rab Aaron Valadan. He brings the Abderav, asked Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis. To me, that encounter is very interesting. The Abderav, of course, was a great leader in Chassidus, and Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolis was a contemporary of the Chassam Sofer and a great Poisek. And he asked him, the Yushalmi says, Rav Chia went outside, he saw they were desecrating Shmini Atzeres. He said, tomorrow I will write, Al Tikri Atzeres Ti Elochem Ela Techai Elochem. Shmini Atzeres brings you life. Question, if he saw them desecrating, then why did he wait a full day and have the need to write it the next day? Just darshan, atzeres tiyalachem, atzeres techayalachem. Why lamachar, if you have something to say, if you see something, say something. Why, if you see something, write something tomorrow? Says Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolis, the Gemara says in Megillah, Rav Chia said to Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe, if you would not be a Levi, you would be Pasul Min Adukhan, because your voice is very heavy. So he said to his father, tell him that when you get up to V'chikisi Lashem, you're Mecharif Umagadif. Rashi says, because Rav Chia pronounced a ches as a hey, and he's going to say V'chikisi Lashem. Rav Chia could not pronounce the word, the letter ches. He pronounced it as a hey, says Rav Chaim Zalman Margolis. On Shmini Atzeres, if he were supposed to darshan Atzeres Tihya Lachem, if he wanted to interpret it Techaya Lachem, he would not be able to because he could not pronounce the ches. He pronounced V'chikisi. He would not be able to say Atzeres Tiyalachem, Atzeres Techayalachem. His only recourse was he had to wait till the next day to write it. But the letter Ches was not something that Rav Chia was able to enunciate. I guess if somebody asked him what his name was, he would say Hia. Yeah? But that's consistent with the Gemara and Megillah. Okay, great to see everybody back. Join us tonight. I think the topic is going to be the daily joy of the Karban Tamid. Mamish, amazing material. Amazing material. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.